Okay, now I think we should go to the, what's that?
Pulled items.
The pulled items? Okay, let's do that then, please. Item number 323.
Authorize a grant agreement with Elders in Action for Arts Education and Access Income Tax Outreach in an amount not to exceed $25,000.
Who pulled this?
I did, so I'd like to make an opening statement. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, for and thank you to Thomas Lanham and your team from Revenue. I pulled this because it's a great thing, and I wanted everybody to know that we're supporting inclusion and access for Elders in Action to provide information about this. And secondly, to make sure that everybody is reminded that April 18th is coming up. Apparently, it's not the 15th. It's the 18th this year that taxes are due. And so we wanted to make sure that we just outline again what Portland's responsibilities are for paying the arts tax.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Commissioner. Again, I'm Thomas Lanham, Director of the Revenue Division. Joining me is Scott Carter, our Audit and Accounting Manager, and also Joanne Harrigal from Elders in Action. In brief, what Portlanders need to do by the 18th, by midnight on the 18th, is pay their tax. It's $35. It's due every year, and they can do that by visiting our website at portlandoregon.gov/artstax. 60% of people over the years have chosen to actually pay their taxes that way, and we're very happy that that they've done it that way, because it actually saves us a great deal of money in terms of the administration of the tax. I'll highlight a couple of brief pieces about outreach generally, and then I'll turn it over to Scott to speak about this particular grant to Elders in Action. We just completed mailing over 400,000 Portlanders tax forms, and so those were all received in mailboxes by April 4th. We actually started, you know, a month before that or so. We've also emailed 140,000 Portlanders that had previously provided their email addresses to us, and many of them have already chosen to pay the tax. In fact, we've already collected $3 million this year. We're well ahead of where we were year to date last year, which broke the previous year's record. So in short, collections are up. Compliance overall is over 70%. We believe that if we take some additional collection actions this summer, we could see the compliance rates rise to over 80%. And so I'll be proposing a resolution for council's consideration in June to achieve that. And then I guess the last piece I would highlight is that we just inked a deal with U.S. Bank for a lockbox service. So the vast majority of the checks that we now receive for the arts tax are being processed through that lockbox service at U.S. Bank. That means that the checks are being deposited very much more quickly than we could have ever achieved internally at a very good price. And so instead of waiting for weeks for checks to cash for the arts tax, it's now a day, 2 days, 3 days at the outside. So I'll stop there unless there are questions and turn over to Scott.
For the record, I'm Scott Carter, the Revenue Division. This outreach project is funded by a grant from OMF Business Operations as a use of their dedicated public involvement funds, and as such, technically it represents a general fund subsidy of the arts tax. This outreach focuses on low-income elders, but it's also directed toward immigrant communities, disabled individuals, and communities of color. This partnership was successful in its first year, which was a year ago, which was the 2014 tax filing season. Both parties are interested in having it continue for 1 to 3 additional years, and that's as long as there's a funding source and it's the best use of those funds. The funded activities include educational materials, designing those materials and printing them, partner training and information. Elders in Action reaches out to their partner organizations such as ERCO and Urban League, and they'll train those folks to actually provide training to their to the people that they serve. Elders in Action provides housing and facility training, which is on-site at low-income facilities and senior centers. They perform something they're very good at, the age-friendly review, information outreach to tax preparation sites. They lead elders and other clients to places where they can have their taxes prepared, and then they actually help those preparation folks get them up to speed with the arts tax. They do media, which is e-blasts, Facebook, etc. And for 2016, they're having a focus on the disabled community. So in 2015, the project reached nearly 800 older adults with face-to-face contact and information about the arts tax and assistance filling out the forms. 217 people with information shared over the phone, 1,018 people with a direct email or direct mail piece from Elders in Action, and between another 2,000 to 6,000 through print newsletters, e-news, and Facebook views. So now Joanne will speak to a little bit more about what they're experiencing.
Joanne Harrigal with Elders in Action. Thanks for letting me come today. I just wanted to give one example of the increased outreach that we've been able to do with this grant. A couple of weeks ago, as a result of information that we put in the disability newsletter, as well as information that was put out by Impact Northwest, we had a call from an Asian community elder who asked us to come to the site of a health clinic and have our volunteers and one of our staff people meet directly with the Asian community. The community offered translation services for us, and we were able to handle inquiries and information, sort of like just some confusion about the arts tax on whether you had to pay it or not at all, or if you did have to pay it, how should you do it, for between 15 and 20 people. And the organization was very happy with it. We got some really good sort of partnership opportunities out of it, and the people that we spoke with were very relieved that they would stop getting overdue notices. So it's just an example of the extra work that we can do with this kind of additional funding.
Great. Questions? Comments?
One is, every Portland elementary school now has an arts teacher, thanks to the arts tax. Every Portland elementary school. So thanks to the voters for that. And second, I want to thank Elders in Action for another role they play in the city, which is helping us redesign all of our publications so they're accessible to older adults. And the Water Bureau gives every new homeowner a brochure, and we gave it to Elders in Action to look at, and of course they told us the 100 ways it fell short, mostly because the print's too small and the information was too hard to read. This is the rebranded brochure certified by Elders in Action, and I hope all my colleagues take advantage of this resource, because there's a lot for us to learn about how to make sure our materials are accessible to older adults. So thanks to our friends at Elders in Action for their great work.
Great. Good work. Questions? Thank you all very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Come on up, please.
Come on up. There's Bruce.
There's
Bruce's chair.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. I was very glad you pulled this item. We need to celebrate these things, you know, and to do it under consent agenda. I know it's easy and you can get it through, and you had a lot to do today looking at the agenda. But these people deserve recognition, you know. You need to tell them, hey, you know, you're doing good stuff. Commissioner Fish and I disagree on a lot of stuff. We are in agreement today. That people that come up with creative ideas like the printing that most of us would not think about, except us older people, think about it a lot. So those kinds of things. And again, Commissioner Fritz, I commend you and that you pulled this item, because often Individuals for Justice pulls items to criticize them. And we like it when you pull items to praise them. You know, it's not one-sided with us. And the citizens and the people that are watching this have a right to know that Elders in Action are really good people. You know, and we need that right now. We're not doing so good on a national level or a local level. We need to praise each other when we can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. I'm Bruce Brashar, and I'm at 1863 North Jansen Avenue. And I, too, would agree with the gentleman that it's really neat. It's really, I think it's a good thing. At one point in time, some years ago, I was also on the board. And so I think the idea of the fact that the tax are working changed, because a lot of people had a number of oppositions. Even I had some issues early on, but my wife pays it, so that's okay. But also, since we're thinking about this, is that I think we could even be a little bit more creative. And I'm thinking about Commissioner Fish when he made the point about the schools and whatever. And the like, when you know, we don't have voc ed in our schools. And maybe we might consider maybe doing some things in regards to voc ed. Because when I was going to school, I did some stuff in art, if you will. We did woodshop. We had auto mechanics. We were painting cars and things of that nature. So maybe those things might be given some consideration, that we might be able to get voc ed back in the schools, in our public schools, which will help a lot of young folks that are falling in the cracks, you know, the gang members and things of that nature. Get them, you know, get them to the point where they'll find what they will read, write, and arithmetic, that type of thing. So that might be something that hopefully you all might want to consider, maybe looking at doing voc ed in the public schools here in Portland. Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Okay, anyone else on this item? Then let's, this is a non-emergency ordinance, so let's have that move forward to second reading next week.